festivities beforehand? Just what were your emotions like heading into this one?
Seeing my family up on the big screen, they kind of made me a little sad there. I wanted to cry a little bit, but I knew I had a game to be ready for. So everything was good tonight. I'm glad we got the win on senior night.
I mean, that could potentially be the last time you play in UD. Now that everything's settled, you're done, you got the win. How do you feel like now?
Right now I'm feeling like I ain't looking at it like it's my last game here because of, A-10 championship here. So I'm looking at that's, my last game here. So I'm looking forward to the tournament and trying to, wheel this team to all the way to the championship.
Is your ankle okay? I saw you rolled it or something early in the first quarter or the first
Yeah,
half.
I'm good. I just landed on a guy's foot and twisted my ankle a little bit, but I'm good.
Jalen, what did you guys think when you saw that news yesterday? It's not that you need a whole lot of extra motivation at this point in the season, but the fact that you may get to play another game here and it would be a huge game, that's got to be a pretty big motivation.
Oh yeah, of course. We all motivated. We all ready for the A-10 tournament. So we'll love to play the championship game in our own arena. So we're looking forward to it.
You guys got up big again for the second straight game. What was the difference tonight that you think that allowed you to keep that lead?
We just knew that we couldn't let that happen to us, 2 games in a row, back to back. So we really locked in on this game. We really locked in on all their plays that they ran, and we was locked in to personnel and how to guard each and every player.
I noticed you guys didn't stop pushing the ball. You really, even with the big lead, you were trying to move the ball and keeping things moving.
Yeah, because I think that's what we've been struggling with. In the second half, we try to run plays and slow the game down, but we best when we running and getting out in transition.
What's it like having Rodney back? Just another guy that can push the floor like that and handle the ball and facilitate.
Oh yeah, Rodney's big for us, and especially on the defensive end, he's gonna guard the best player on the other team and stop him. I think he guarded number 3 today. He's one of their best scorers, and he really played great defense on
Jalen, think back to when they recruited you a long time ago. What's the one thing they sold you on to come to Dayton, and then did it pan out? Did it come true or not, or what?
Oh yeah, of course. I had a great 4 years here. My what willed me to commit to Dayton. I'm just the fans, the coaching staff, so I seen all that, and I see how this community love Dayton basketball. So I had no choice but to come here.
And how big has Coach Grant been for you during this journey at Dayton?
And Coach Grant been great. I feel like he got everybody, everybody that's here, he love. He makes sure everybody's in the right position to succeed on and off the court. He makes sure everybody, good. So Coach Grant been great. All the coaches staff, everybody on the coaching staff been great.
It looked like he wanted one last shot out there, but it didn't work out that way. Was that when Mustafa turned it over? Was that what you were looking for, like wanting to go out on a main shot, I guess?
Oh, no. I was just trying to get the ball, and I didn't want him dribbling out there while somebody pressuring him. So I was just trying to get it and hold it.
What was that last walk like? Even if it maybe isn't your last walk at UD Arena, you saw Obi and those guys go through it last year.
Say it again.
The walk to the bench, the hug with Coach Grant. I mean, you saw everybody do that last year. What was it like?
Oh man, it was great. I wish it was 13,000 in there. That would have been even better. But it was great. I love everybody on this team, coaches all the way to the managers. Just everybody love each other.
Jalen, you came up against a team tonight that was averaging like. Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, sorry about that. You came up against a team tonight that was averaging a lot of points per game, and you guys really shut them down, especially in the first half. So can you just talk about what you were doing on the defensive end?
Like I said earlier, everybody was locked in to the scouting report. We knew exactly, how this team played. We knew what plays they was going to run. We knew what we was going to do when they was running their plays. So everybody was just locked in. with that with the person they was guarding, and you know, we was just locked in with coach, whatever coach was telling us.
Looking at the stats and the team you were playing, would you say this is one of the best all-around games the team has played this year?
Oh, of course. I think this was the best, you know, game for everybody on the team. We was all ready for this game. We knew that we slipped up last game against Rhode Island, so we had to come out on senior night and get this win.
Jalen, how do you think this win prepares you guys for the A-10 tournament?
Oh, I think this game was very important because St. Louis is a great team. We know that they at the top of the list with the A-10 tournament. We just knew that we had to come in and, you know, play hard as we could against this team because, you know, they're a great team. They're a great rebounding team. So we just had to come out with a lot of fire.
Congrats on the win.
Appreciate it.
So put the